Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not one thing made that was made. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt in a tabernacle among us, and we observed His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has brought Him forth to view. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in His second coming, in a portion of the work, Earths in the Universe. The reasons why the Lord was willing to be born on our earth and not on another. There are many reasons concerning which I had information from heaven, why it pleased the Lord to be born and to assume the human on our earth and not on another. The principal reason was because of the Word, in that it might be written on our earth, and when written, afterwards published throughout the whole earth, and once published, be preserved to all posterity, and that thus it might be made manifest, even to all in the other life, that God became man. That the principal reason was because of the Word is because the Word is the divine truth itself, which teaches man that there is a God, that there is a heaven and a hell, and that there is a life after death, and teaches moreover how man ought to live and believe in order to come into heaven and thus into eternal happiness. All these things would have been altogether unknown without a revelation, thus on this earth without the Word. That the Word might be written on our earth is because the art of writing has existed here from the most ancient time. First on the bark of trees, next on parchment, afterwards on paper, and lastly published by types. This was provided by the Lord for the sake of the Word. That the Word might afterwards be published throughout the whole earth is because there is commerce here between all nations, both by land and water, and all parts of the globe. Hence, the Word, once written, might be conveyed from one nation to another and be taught everywhere. That the Word, once written, might be preserved to all posterity and consequently to thousands and thousands of years, and that it has been so preserved is well known. That thus it might be made manifest that God became man, for this is the first and most essential for the sake of which the Word was revealed. For no one can believe in God and love God whom he cannot comprehend under some appearance. Wherefore they who acknowledge what is invisible and thus incomprehensible in thought sink into nature, and thus believe in no God. Hence it pleased the Lord to be born on this earth, and to make this manifest by the Word, that it might not only be known on this globe, but also might be made manifest thereby to spirits and angels even from other earths, and likewise to the Gentiles from our own earth. In every other earth, truth is manifested by word of mouth, through spirits and angels. It is otherwise on our earth, where the divine truth, which is the Word, remains forever. It is to be known that the Lord acknowledges and receives all of whatever earth they may be who acknowledge and worship God under the human form, inasmuch as God under the human form is the Lord. And because the Lord appears to the inhabitants in the earths in an angelic form, which is the human form, therefore when the spirits and angels from those earths are informed by the spirits and angels of our earth that God is actually man, they receive that word, acknowledge it, and rejoice that it is so. To the reasons above adduced may be added that the inhabitants and spirits of our earth in the grand man have relation to the natural and external use, external sense, which sense is the ultimate wherein the interiors of life close and rest on their common basis. The case is similar in regard to the divine truth in the letter, which is called the Word, and which for this reason also is given on this earth and not any other. And because the Lord is the Word, and is the first and last thereof, that all things might exist according to order, he was willing to be born on this earth and be made the Word. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.